based on the main, that the lead argument that the occupant is such for the department for the occupant of private farm. Can you then get the briefing from the department?
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the morning members and officials. We've got a presentation about the report that the committee is looking at, but also to indicate that as a department, after reading the report, we felt that we need to check because we almost getting similar problems even in other areas, especially in KZN. So we still have to check and consolidate those reports and find a way. Of course, we accept that we didn't do our part in terms of protecting those beneficiaries that we live with us. The report is in front of us, so our chief director, Benita, is going to make a presentation. We thought that from head office, advocate is going over here. I think it's off, he has arrived, but the chief director will do the presentation. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Honourable Chairperson and Honourable Members. Thank you very much, Chairman Collins. Thank you very much for the opportunity to afford us to be just a panelist on the program. We received a letter from the Chairperson since we provided the report on the Chairperson's request. The Chairperson then guided us on the points that guide the conversation. So the report was structured in such a way as per the direction that we received, Chairperson, if I may proceed. Now, the center of contents, as I've indicated, will talk to the overview of the farm, the land use, the purchase price, other state investments, and the beneficiary selection as one item. We will then go into the background to the factors leading to the current challenges and the factors how we are addressing how these factors at the planning stage. The interventions by the department and other state entities to resolve the tensions, and the system further support and monitoring of the stability and functioning of the project, and then what is the possible intervention to address the mandate of the interventions that are invaded and made the next step. So that is how the Chairperson has talked to us that we bring back to the committee. Now, in terms of the overview, the farm is registered in Picadua, Berkel municipality. It's about 35 acres and it's situated in the Berk, Lisbon district municipality, in the Berkel PLO municipality. The farm is a commercial farm. The current land is demarcated for livestock and crop production. There's a piggery infrastructure and it's about 12 acres of water as the commodities that we found on the ground. Department of Agriculture, provincial, upgraded the bigger infrastructure to an amount of 10.4 million. The property was incorrected 10 million, the property was valued at 7 million. And the department by the OBG, and the department then acquired the farm for 4.1 million. And with this acquisition, we've taken into consideration the investment that was made by the Department of Agriculture. We are on the beneficiary selection process on the 2nd of February 2018, prior to site inspection. And I could touch that just for to give the committee some insight as to what the elements that is going through when a selection process is undertaken. The selection committee comprised of the chairperson of the domestic land reform committee, a member of the commodity organization applicable to the commodity that's farm here, organized agriculture, the department. partner for the thought chain of problems that you are ahead teammate of our department, and our department provides the preparing support when we do selection process. The background of Social Advice is that we at our place in the department acquired a part in Belgium. And the department allocated this farm to Mr. Kuka and Mr. Tobago in terms of a joint agency. As the farming progressed and the two farmers had these total different interests, they agreed that they will, in fact, initially they decided that they will do joint farming, but they had different farming interests. Mr. Kuka interested in fish farming and Mr. Tobago, of course, being the farmer that is the first farming player. Tension emerged between the two parties that escalated towards subdivision of the property so that each of them could inform on the interest that they found displayed. Mr. Tobago made, as soon as the subdivision was undertaken, Mr. Tobago immediately made very good progress on identifying himself as strategic partner. He developed his business plan. He approached the department for recap planning that was approved. While Mr. Kluter struggled, Mr. Kluter is someone that in Afrikaans, as a handbook, he doesn't listen to advice. And so we, on the occasions that we had meetings with Mr. Kluter, we advised him on his approach because we wanted to go commercial up front, but the infrastructure that was allocated to him at the time didn't allow him to go commercial, as well as the environmental prescripts didn't allow him to do so. So he struggled to retain the people, the strategic ones, so he got stuck. So the progress that Mr. Tobago made and him not progressing escalated the tension between the two farmers, and to such an extent that the former DG and the acting DG for land distribution were advised that we reallocate a farm to Mr. Tobago, and so that brings the thing that we moved through a selection process to get Mr. Kluter allocated. What is then done? The department called agriculture because they were well versed with the river. They brought to the attention of the department of the soil. At the same time, Mr. Kluter did the same. We've done a farm assessment, Chairperson, and what we normally do as part of our processes besides evaluation, we would normally go and do a 10-year report. If there's anybody living on the farm, we go and do the tenure report so that we understand what is the status of whoever is living on that land. So at the time when we did the tenure report, there was no one living on the farm except you could almost say the caretaker, the relative of the former owner stayed on the farm to look after the property. And the guava orchard was leased to the neighbor of this farm. When we, then embarked on a selection process, Ms. Montalvo came forward to say that she had a lease on this land. And we then put advice from our legal in terms of the lease agreement, and we informed by our legal that the validity of that lease is at question. We anyway included Ms. Montalvo into the selection process of the river. We have also placed her in the database of the department for future farms in case she's unsuccessful. So we went through the selection process. Mr. Kluter was then the recommended listing for this farm, and it's at that point that when Ms. Montalvo realized that she was not the let's see, it's a letter from the farm. She then came forward with a lease agreement, and it was then on that point to approach you would be better for Sunday. The contact is the owner. The owner, of course, has stated the legality of the lease and furnishment with all of the other documentation around her luck on the part of the agreement and her providing him with a note that said that she would, that she was leaving the farm, but she will return the farm once she has been, once the owner has received the 900 cents. At that point, Chairperson, when we realized that there was that the lease had already accepted, already had an accepted offer from the seller, I indicated that we got a legal opinion in our department, and on that basis that we continue with the exact position, and that we then got Mr. Pluta allocated to this work. When we, on the payment of that position, we understand that Ms. Nortando then took occupation of the farm, she moved into the office space of the facility, that's the biometric area that is a few meters away from the figure in the structure. And there is allegations from the Department of Forest of Agriculture that indicated to us that at the time when she had the department was in the process of buying the farm, she attempted to sell the farm, but we haven't confirmed that. And at that point, we also made an agreement with Mr. Peter of his move, because at that time, we were still staying on the album, where we had to remove him some, because we wanted also to protect the interests of the state, because we've already provided also Mr. Sabeco with his handicap as I've indicated, and things were progressing well. And he became distracted, in fact, with the progress that Mr. Sabeco has made on the album. She, Ms. Nintendo, then approached the Black Farmers Union to help her. It was almost a tough case. But when they realized, because they also took the lease to their lawyers, and once they realized that the lease was not a valid lease, they abandoned Ms. Nintendo. And then she then started intimidating Mr. Kruger. She, for example, approached the police in portable at various intervals, and she including the new charges of fraud against on the signature that was on the paperwork that she signed, where she indicated that she would leave the farm but will return. It was later then discovered it was indeed her signature. In January this year, we approached SEP in fact, I personally went to SEP in Portugal to inform them of the allocation of Mr. Peter. And we had several meetings already. In fact, we had a February meeting sent down to the state attorney that was postponed to resolve the matter. Also including look at the damages that was caused to the state property. Now, in last week, we issued Mr. Kluter a lease agreement. I'm afraid to say, Jim, that there is leakages in our part in the province, because Mr. Kluter didn't have his lease yet, and Ms. Fontano knew that there was a lease coming. It's at that point that violence then erupted, that she became violent. She then brought three other people, including a minor to the farm, two males and a female to the farm. The department attempted to lay charges for damage to the police, was reluctant to send those. But with the damages that was caused last week, they then took and registered the case. And it was last week that Mr. Putin was then attacked by the invaders to the farm. We then, as the department, requested staff to do regular patrols to the farm. We've also appointed security to the facility, the fire guards that we deployed to help, just to take care of the situation on the farm, so they're there. And so we cultivate and subsequent to this selection process, we also invited her to other selection processes that she refused to attend. They have redirected water that was supposed to go to the orchard last week to the piggery factory. In the meantime, with the security on site, we managed to get the Department of Agriculture to restore the water so that the Guava orchard at least could be irrigated. So the department, we also brought it into the infrastructure last week with the help of Mr. Albrecht, that's from Joburg. We understand. Our colleagues have been in contact with him because we've got pictures that were sent to us when they moved onto the farm. So we have asked agriculture at least keep an eye on the pigs that day so that we don't contaminate because it's a high-tech facility that has been constructed by the Department of Agriculture so that they keep an eye on that. I've already indicated that we've put a database for future selection processes. Now, Chairperson, yesterday, this is what the third engagement with the State Attorney. The State Attorney advised that the lease agreement that Mr. Ntando presented to us, that we enforce that lease agreement, and that we look at starting an action on the damages to the state property that we will look at. We have two properties, Honourable Chair, that we are in the process of conveyancing, and we, in my discussion with the acting regis this morning, we have taken a decision that we feel we can't, because it seems like the legal process will be a long-drawn process. So we rather see if we go through a reallocation process with Mr. Sutter. I had preliminary discussions with him around that, and he indicated he first wants to see the farm that we will acquire in the next 2 weeks before he takes a decision on that, and then we will go through a selection process. Is done from the pay structure of the department to reallocate Mr. Kruger and our schools outside of the bar as part of our intervention changes. And I think I conclude on that because I've spoken to most of the next step. Thank you, Chief Justice.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? The last door. Honourable members of the listening to the presentation. And there are certain to worry about the way we are trying to resolve this problem. Because we are creating a tendency where people will break law, then instead of addressing that, you keep on reallocating people's funds. What makes it difficult? If this misdimension has done an illegal thing, why can't it should be arrested? Now we are moving the security from one farm to the other. If there are problems there, you move the security from that farm to another farm instead of addressing the problem at collect farm. If the security is the one that has been allocated that farm, why can't you evict those people who have illegally occupied the farm? Instead of removing, now we are planning to remove the security from select farm to another farm, leaving the problem that is there. We are not addressing the problem. In other words, you are saying that misinformation must continue doing the wrong thing, then that will be accepted because you remove the right person who has been allocated the farm instead of addressing the real problem. If you have signed the contract with this with Mr. Tute, why can't you evict Mr. Tumesha and those people who are occupying the farm illegally? South Africa has got laws, we're making laws. Those laws must be enforced. But you can't just relate, you're treating Mr. Tumesha with a kid. Yeah. No, I don't think it's correct.
Madam,
mentioned against the DDGs and everyone else calling to commit. I want to echo your sentence for the chair 100%. In Exotec, I was pretending that creating more problems instead of solving it. We also create or reinforce a perception within the security of the European. It was a always a more of your colleagues are, you know, and we are, the perception that we are creating borders down to racism, you know. We have, I just briefly spoke to my work, there is some mistakes of Mr. Bonelli Bongo, and I'm quite sure you are familiar with it. Or it's in the Borland area. We've been allocated a farm, we're struggling, we can't do anything on the farm. Because there were people residing on the farm. And it is clear from what I can recall and remember from our discussion that those people feel they have a right to be there. And they are hurt. They don't prosper. They were supposed to be relocated. But the essence of it, that when funds are allocated, the department must make sure that they engage the people that are living there. And if those people need to be relocated, ensure that must happen before the person that has been awarded the farm moves from there. Because if that doesn't happen, then we are literally creating unnecessary racial tensions where they don't exist before, you know. And in our province, you need very little to ignite that, you know. So we must actually make sure that we do not create conditions for those kinds of things to do, you know. But I agree, Chair, this does not. Maybe in the perception of the department and even Mr. Kunta, that he, the problem is resolved by him being allocated another farm. But who knows, he may be subjected to the very, very same thing. But as the chair correctly said, Mr. Kunta said, he's being reinforced to say, okay, if I do this, then surely I will at the end up with this farm. You know, anyone else looking into it, and in particular, there are some political parties who are running a campaign around illegal occupation of land, you know. This will tell them, no, but this campaign has merit. If we do this, then government will be forced to hand over the land to them. You know, we should not allow that. We should not encourage that. In actual fact, the law must take its course. But for Chair, Mr. Kulte also raised something about the conduct of officials from the department. You mentioned that Mr. Chete in September visited his farm on the 22nd of January. When they visited his farm, Chete took my pronunciation, Keche, and Mr. September from the Rural Development Land Reform visited his farm on the 22nd of January this year. And they, in actual fact, in terms of his understanding, allowed or insisted that Mr. Kumese accompany them on the visit, on the inspections. She must show them what has happened there, and etc. Reinforcing this phenomenon of position that says this farm does not belong to you, etc. You know, so or giving credence to the claim of the message, you know, that kind of thing should not have happened. But that thing has not been addressed by the attention.
More especially this escalation of detention this one. guess Mr. Cruz is always relocated, so I don't know why. Why are we not solving this problem? And the department, do you ever negotiate with these people in that farm before calling in security people? Sometimes this security can also cause tension there because of the tension. Miss Namata, it seems as if she is a boss lady in that farm of some sort, I don't know. She can't have a lease agreement that is unknown by the department and the VC. I don't know what's going on with this Namata, because she just produced the lease agreement without known by the department who brought this lease agreement to the student.
I have said that we are over disputed that disagreement. It means that, in fact, there's no disagreement. But you're still letting this compassion.
Thank you, Chef. Just a thank you for me for now, Chef. The farm was acquired for $10 million by the provincial department. And subsequently 4.5 by our department. So I'm just trying to get that right. So how did it happen? Was it a collateral, a top up to make it 14? Or it's just a simple clarification. Thank you. It's not a bill.
The Department of Agriculture uploaded the civil infrastructure to ISIS. It itself two huge civil that is constructed. It's a very nice office space, not a violated area, where the land was taken occupation. So they constructed that facility to 10 million. We valued the property at 7 million by the BG. And we subsequently paid the owner. So what we've taken the investment that was made by agriculture into consideration, we made the offer. So we paid, the department paid $4 million for the sale. We bought land and value, so it then becomes, they haven't physically handed after the construction hasn't, like in the way construction land over us, we completed that hasn't been done. But we have bought the land and building, so we take responsibility for all the infrastructure and what is going on in the farm. We take responsibility because we own stations in our lane and take more responsibility. She has actually signed many things to answer. I take on board our fault is that the committee advising the department in what we need to consider. I can assure the committee that we will not leave this, so the legal route will continue. So we're not leaving it because we're thinking of the reallocation. We will continue with the legal route. It's just going to take a little bit longer than we anticipated in getting this into court. The state attorney advised yesterday that there's documentation that we must collect in the department that can help strengthen the case before they approach the court. And there's a reluctance of SAPS to support us because we have laid attended to their cases for them. They wanted affidavits. We provided an affidavit. It was only when Mr. Kutzer helped with an affidavit that they took the case, but they reluctant to support. We have now one more point since last week that we have made an agreement with them that they regularly visit the farm to do patrols as they've indicated, so that we at least have some surveillance while we have security deployed. Chairperson, the Chairperson indicated we will continue with the legal process with regard to the Queen's Handle.
Thank you for saying, give me a apologize as well. I just forgot my license in the car, so I had to go back from the city. Chair, I want to respond to the question that was raised by the chair as to why can't we just evict those people. Chair, the situation as I understand it, that at the time that you acquired the farm, the previous owner brought to our attention that there is a lease on the farm. Then that was done in writing. He then said, but the lessee has got no problem with the transaction, with the sale of the farm. I don't know what that means. I think the first error that we probably committed is not to follow up on that issue as it was raised prior to the acquisition of the farm, because that was raised at the time that the previous owner was accepting our proposed purchase price. So now, if you buy a property that's got a lease on it, and that lease has not expired or has not been terminated, as the new owner, you are bound by the terms of that lease. So what seems to have happened is that someone provided an opinion, a legal opinion, to the effect that the lease is not valid. Now, if you put a lease on a property between two parties, and one of the parties wants to rely on that lease, you can't just simply ignore it and regard it as invalid. You've got to go to court and declare it as such if your view is that it is not valid. So I think that was another mistake that occurred. So once we have the view that the lease is invalid, ideally we should have sorted that part out before we brought in Mr. Clutter. So it's unfortunate that Mr. Clutter is now getting mixed in this. The reality that stands now is that there is that lease that expires in 2027, and that we have, for some reason, believed that it's not valid. The only route out of it is to go to court and declare that this is such as invalid. You can't just bring an agreement on top of another without cancelling the other. So that's the reason why we here we are. Then on the issue of the other people, I asked my colleagues about them. You see, if you're sitting on the property and you've got permission to sit on it, then three other people come in. They don't establish separate structures. They move into the space where you are. What makes that person assume that those people are invaders? That is an issue that you still have to sort out, the issue of the other three people that my colleagues say they come onto the property. We need to understand who they are, why are they there. I think the assumption that they are additional squatters is also a problem, because how do you know if someone is sitting on your property with your permission that whoever is in that house now is suddenly there on a permanent basis? That has not been conducive to that established, so that has got to be established. But the issue is that for us to deal with the situation of Ms. Ngubeshe, we shouldn't mix it with that of Mr. Clute. It's unfortunate that we brought in Mr. Clute and how to deal with it. Ms. Lumeche would probably would have by now in any event have breached the terms of the contract that she had. But to deal with it as such and terminate it, you don't just bring someone on top of the other. So that is why we have a problem. So the advice by the state attorney, which I support, is that we need to deal with the contract, get it terminated properly, then we can deal with the situation of insecurity. So unfortunately, he can't wait for that long. That is why I'm saying, maybe let's consider giving him another farm so that he does not sit in that unhealthy situation whilst we're dealing with the contract of Mr. Mosh. Thank you.
Are you having sorry, Mr.
Chair, I think maybe ask a specific question as to why this is so that you can respond to it.
I'm asking my question. No one has got the right to amend. I'm saying, are you working together? Are you working for the same department or are you working for different departments? Because advocates can't respond as if it's working from another department, you know? When these things are done, advocate is an employee of the department. The mistakes that are happening in Khalif, but advocate is part of those mistakes. As a legal advisor of the department. That is why I'm asking no amendment on my question. Are you working for the same department or different department?
We work for the same department. And what I'm trying to do, Chairperson, is to help place facts before you so that you are able to properly engage with the issue. So the fact that there is something that has been said and there's an additional fact that has not been mentioned should not exclude me from bringing that information to the attention of the committee. So that you've got a proper discussion with all the facts before you. Thank
you. My difficulty in the technical program was intervention. So we, as a committee, expect the department to present a report and a course of action with one voice. These are matters that ought to have been resolved prior coming here, Chair. And actually, even before the advice of the state attorney has been sought, here we have an advocate. He should have said, sit down and said, this is what needs to be done. Let us pursue this course of action. Well, it's highly problematic if the department comes here, presents a report, and another senior member of the department, the same department, literally contradicts the report or literally put a different view that in many ways nullify what has been officially tabled by the department. The question would be, did he not see this presentation or the report, Chair, before coming here, Chair? He is not a consultant to the department. He is a DDG, Chair, if I am not mistaken, and I'm hearing you calling him a legal advisor. In my understanding, there are different people who are advising the department legally. He's a DDG, if I'm not mistaken, Chair. So we expect him, in actual fact, he's the leading representative of the department, apart from the political heads. That are here, and you should have to open up this presentation and say, this is what we are going to do. Ms. Fortin could have spoken on his behalf, but under his instruction, Chair. So this is really very much concerning this continuous work and share, because it really indicates that there are great gaps in the department, in what top is doing and what people on the ground are doing, they are not seeing from the same green sheet agenda.
Indicated that we, at the time, I've indicated on the 10-year report that we do as a department. I've indicated that when we did that report, there was no one on the land except this person. I indicated that when we went into a selection process, Mr. Tandu came forward.
Except this person.
It's Ms. Imeshi.
Was she a chairperson?
No, chairperson. The chairperson, the caretaker was a relative to the former owner. I've also indicated to the committee that when we started with the selection process, Ms. Montano came forward. She went through the selection process. I've also indicated to the committee when the outcome of the selection process, Ms. Montano then brought to the attention of the department that she has a lease agreement with a former owner. That is what I think. I've also indicated to the committee when that came to our attention, we contacted the owner. The owner then gave us that letter, owner letter, that note that said she will move all the property, and when the owner receives his money from the state, she will move back on the property, which she did. That I said to the committee. I've also indicated to the committee that when we were advised by the state attorney yesterday, that the state attorney advised we enforce that lease agreement, but that we will continue with our legal action. In terms of the damages to our property, that I've indicated, and I've indicated to the committee that it will be a lengthy process for us to enforce the contract. Like the advocate said, it will take us at least 21 days for the start to give a notice and to start enforcing that contract. And it's on that basis that we have taken the decision to rather reallocate Mr. Prince. Because before subjecting to the tension that's on the farm until this legal process has been concluded. And the committee advised that we rather push through on the legal process so that we don't create an image that we are condoning the behavior of the person.
Well, Chairperson, the presentation that we, you know, that our understanding is that the LTDG in the administration has approved is the one that the Chairperson has presented. That's the information that we interacted with. That's why we are here. So, if ever there were additional information, I think the improvement of the presentation should have been done, so that now we get a presentation that has got all rich information that we see. But now our understanding is that Mr. Mbwenga is joining the meeting as a DDG. So now we didn't know that he's coming with another information. So the information that we're bringing is important. So I think that's the confusion that we have. But just to check what I was going about the presentation, because as a DDG is supposed to have been approving the presentation and the SDG approved the presentation. So I think I just want to get that. Of course, I also feel that we are speaking in terms now. There are two dimensions of the whole matter. So I think we just want to check that. We didn't have time to travel and see what's going on. have all those explanations that she put it. What you have is the one that you have to do.
Thank you very much, Chair. I just want to say I agree fully with the deputy on this issue. And probably we should offer an apology for this action. This is why I'm asking the question. It's very happy. The only report that we ought to be, in fact, I think we should be guided by the Honourable Member Master Justin that the department has presented any other person who has anything to say either than what we ought to have been advised before we come here. If Mr. Bongret is the commission is supposed to have advised all of us of that, so that's why the committee is asking the questions now. And probably as well as they perhaps we should really apologize for this absence and accept what the chief director has presented. Thank you.
Chair, let me apologize for the confusion. That was not my intention. I was responding to a question that says, why can't you ask? Why can't we admit? I was trying to explain what would be the difficulty of just admitting. Then I should place circumstances before the committee to explain why it should be difficult. So it's unfortunate that that information is not the subject of the presentation, but it's because it was a response to a question. Then that's the only additional information. The only additional information I was providing was in relation to the existence of the list. Then on the issue of what DM has just said, I was going to explain a little principle that if you acquire property with a lease, you are bound by the terms of that lease if that lease is brought to your attention. And indeed in this case, the lease was brought to our attention. We were told, trial court position, that there's a lease on that property. So it's just unfortunate that we did not deal with it at that point. And Chair, I am accepting responsibility in the department. I'm not standing on the side and pointing problems of others. I'm saying it's a mistake that we made. That we did not, at that point, inquire more on this list and the circumstances surrounding, so that you don't mix Mr. Clute with a problem that already exists prior to him getting onto the program. That's what I was trying to explain. On the issue of the presentation, yes, I saw the presentation. But I did not have to add that issue. It arises because I'm responding to a question. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This medicine is such an issue. When this patient started, because really you can't buy a farm when there's a lease that will expire in 2027. And also we are being told that when the owner, when the department has paid, then that DC will come in. What is that? And the officials, can you please go back? I think what advocate is saying is correct. That is what you are supposed to do to see how best can you address this matter. But the proposal by the DM, I think it's a good proposal, it's not late, because this is the mess that has been caused by the owner. But the department didn't realize. They just gave the owner money. Then these are the after effects of the lease that the owner has with Ms. Komesh. That is why when we were proposing that, let those people be evicted, because we thought that they are just entering the farm forcefully, illegally, so. But after the explanation, then we realized that no, this lady is not wrong. He has got the lease on the farm. The department has paid the owner. The owner is gone. Here comes the problem. Then Mr. Clute must suffer, because Mr. Clute didn't went to that farm on his own willingness or initiation. But he went to that farm based on the agreement that Mr. Clute signed with the department. Can you protect Mr. Clute? Now, we agree with your proposal that you must take Mr. Clute out of that farm. You sort the mess there. Then your political head will advise you on how do you do that. But it has been wrong from the beginning. Angeke uthenge idea, angithi la endlini kunelona, kunomqashi. Sign an agreement, none of the cash for 30 years. Then you come and meet him and say, you know, cash can be that boy. He is not waiting on. It means that Ms. Momente is still paying to the owner. He has got a contract, a lease contract with the owner. And that contract has not yet expired. Can you please go back with immediate effect? Take Mr. Clute out of that farm for his own protection, because the mess is affecting another person who was not there when signed the lease contract with the department.
It seems that if the department realized that they have done everything. But the very fact that your Baba Mr. Clute is relocated to another, it means that they have realized their mistake. But didn't want to intervene by that particular case and correct their mistake. Now, the department was interviewing that he was Mr. Clute, because now he is being abused. this farmer over here, said he's in the source. You can't put someone or give someone and then again you come back after getting some money. Why was he or she doing that? It's only the department who can interfere with the person because we all don't know what happened because we're not involved. It's worse that the people didn't know about it all night. It's worse. Oh, hey, what they do they report with the officials if they don't report to the police? I know they are supposed to account to the SCDC, but the SCDC is supposed to report to the political head. I repeat it again, you can't have the political heads that don't know why are they in this department. Because they are not informed of what is happening now. Thank you very much.
We are all in trouble at the MS. It's under our watch. The department is doing its business. And there are many dimensions here to this problem. I would start by sympathizing upfront with the DMs. I think it's a bigger question of the role of DM in our system. It may as well be that officials find it very easy in any other department just to bypass DMs and to make them poster DMs, you know, or photograph DMs. You know, you get to office of any department, the president, deputy, minister, and then DMs, or DM is the one DM. We might, as government, in the Javas Center, to define the role of DMs and how the national operate in such a manner that the role of DMs is clear in terms of delegation and the lines of accountability. I really would see nothing wrong with the DMs and the manner in which they became honest to their oath to this meeting chair and just made that comment insofar as that came up. Officials might just find it very comfortable and easy to bypass DMs and to take them for granted. And it cannot be that we can, I don't know if there's one department without a DM. The system could collapse in any department where there's no DM, depending on the extent of that department. Now that's another subject, Chair. What to terminate the other big intellectuals, the academia, who speak to those. The second point, Chair, again, at the periphery, but it's just looking at our present class, is the issue of public administration that I usually raise. We are in this space, it is public space, it is public administration. When I try my best, I even say there are two public administrations. There's one that's lowercase, small letter P and small letter A, and there's one that's uppercase P and uppercase A. All that we seek to do in the public space, if it's outside public administration, that is a nice problem. We might have a specialist engineer who doesn't have public administration orientation, and he might or she might mess up. And same applies for, and I'm right through to a lawyer, Mr. Advocating Lawyer, right through to a lawyer. Because public administration is not necessarily legal practice, you know, public administration is simply public administration. And linked to that, Chair, is the balance between the red tape on the one hand and what is called in public administration control. Even auditors use the term so much and we often get irritated. We're not adequate controls and so on. Just the one that's on the... There were lots of quality assurance steps that you can see that they were never taken there. How does a lease agreement come at the end? Someone is taking the government for granted here. right at the end of the process. Surprise, surprise, I've got every supplement here. Are we in a dream? Are we in a movie? Are we in a real people state trying hard to transform, to redistribute land and so forth? Surprise, surprise, I've got these agreements. And parallel structures as we see them in the political organizations. I don't know, Honorable Robert, may also experience parallel structures. I've heard the term elsewhere, parallel structures, when they are all running at the same. So parallel structures have been created. Now there's Pluto on one hand running another structure. And the parallel structure at Ofni. So these are parallel now. By our own creation. At best, chief director and advocate, at best, they would have needed to be a head rolling, and at least it's not a process for one or all or both of you. It can happen. Not under your watch, where you come up and you say you are a DDG in the National Department of Land Development Land Reform, and there's this man. It's not right. I know it's a lament. In an hour of time when you get out the corridor, you've forgotten about your PC on your Twitter and on your... We don't entertain tweets here. Yeah, we're serious about this issue. So, there's an issue of performance here. PC, the acting DG, the minister, are not here. The issue of performance that has come to the attention of the committee that it is... inadequate one way or the other. I'm just trying to round up one or two more points here quickly. Now, having observed all those, I did ask earlier on the question about the patient and yourself, Chief Director. I seem to be sympathetic towards your approach. Your report is the one articulating in the meeting and everything. I think you did everything right. The systemic issues include this federalist structure of the department and departmental officials and provinces with information lying in different corners, not even according to the levels of information. I asked about ownership, and the ownership issue, you said there was no handing over. You see, about every project, there are stages, I think about four. The conception, the wardrobe, the execution, the commissioning. Now, we can't move on site my DMs before we are commissioned, before we've been handed over. So all the parties to this have ebbed somewhere, somehow. We don't move on site. The CFO doesn't sign an EFT, an amount, without clarity that there's a handing over at a certain point. And without clarity, this surprise, surprise, when we seem to be advising us about it, a sound legal principle, but where were you during this whole process? Where were you with that legal principle? Where were you to check at all the stages? There's your chief director on the ground, trying hard to redistribute via acquiring land and giving to people. Where are you with this proactive legal thing to say, no, let's first check all this. You give us something about property law here, of the now. Before they acquire, if there's someone who's already in there. But were you proactive with all that advice? And checked all the information, like Chair said now. Now what are we buying? Chair, I want to end up with your recommendation. You are suggesting, Chair, that Mr. Glut must be put somewhere. And very much against your will, because earlier on, Chair, you were saying this solution of taking people to another can't be there. I agree with you, Chair, on both comments. There's a context for your first part, when you said earlier on. Because now, it's the only corrective measure, Mr. Gomez. I didn't hear you. I had to sit down just to hear the latter part of your conclusion the other day. I haven't heard you come with any other corrective measure. That Mr. Pluto be as comfortably and equilaterally as possible, placed in an alternative project. That would have not a fan of allotting a 2 million with no proceeds. He was really at a point where we would look at him in 3 years' time and say, here is our case study. From the figures I saw, 10 million, 4 million, what was plant offices and the biometric space and all that you were talking about, Chief Director. We want Mr. Kruger back there. He must not be prejudiced by this. I think he has suffered enough harm. He was not a strong enough person. I think we just needed to go for strong counseling. He's been to see that the parallel person now is, so to speak, a ghost. Go hold me to Mr. the other lady. There's a ghost now on his endeavor. So I support your proposal that Mr. Kruger be seen. Number two, the contract of the lady be put under scrutiny if need be, Chief Director, my DM, an independent source to examine the legality of that contract with consequences for lies and values are in fraud and what, where there's misrepresentation. Yeah? Where there's misrepresentation. If that contract is the falsification, there must be consequences. Because it means the lady is occupying the farm now through some kind of, like people occupying public works, buildings everywhere, and through kind of a sophisticated invasion. I so suggest that that contract be examined, be teased out, be examined, be teased out, be examined, be teased out up until the truth comes up. The department takes its own right. PT, the Western Cape might still be part owner, I don't know, there was no commissioning, and ultimately the department gets back, and the department is able to get out of that purported contract, you know. No parallel structures, please, thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
To emphasize the appeal to the chair that when such purchases are made, that we must make sure on the DMs that there is no one there on the farm will be negatively affected by the purchase. We can't buy farms and then render the occupants of the farms homeless. I've made the example earlier of Mr. Bongo, from the area Bongo, who allocated the farm, Nevada is the name of the farm. He can't do anything because when the farm was allocated to him, in a ceremony that was attended by ministers and senior officials, you know. He can't do anything because there are people on the farm, and then people see him as an intruder, you know, and they refuse to cooperate with him. His life is constantly under threat. They damage his property, etc. And the police, is not helping at all. In actual fact, I wish to suggest, that there should be an interaction between either the National Police Commission in Exopec, a DDG should do that, interact with the National Police Commissioner around the reluctance of the police in the Kemberg area, Waterville area, to act on this kind of complaints. But in essence, I'm saying we need to make sure that people are not becoming homeless or landless. That because we purchase the land, we must look at the people that are found on that land, because we can't try to solve one problem and then create another problem at the same time. Thank you.
This counsel and advice should be seriously considered by us. The three of us are just saying that we should go back and reconsider. If you look at this problem, and I think we should do it immediately, if you look at the problem, it arises out of a tension in firm belief between Duterte and the adults. Yeah. Duterte himself is not being left, if you look at the response. But I think that the main problem really starts with us in allocation and in everything else. You see, that's why, because you see, your comment is quite telling. When we have a problem here, we just remove someone and say, we will allocate. Because we started that with when the potential produced Merkel and Fluke, and then came the measure and talked about the problem. But the long and short of it, I think we accept the council and advice. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Honorable
Members.
Thank you
for we go in on Sunday, I think that will take about 2 weeks. But we have this idea that we can do it, and tomorrow we will show you a two-part area is the six and four feet of the top. In fact, they can't tell me.
The chair, we want to appeal to the short term that you must make sure that the farm, there is no issues or people that are living and are working both of their lives on their own, that will become displaced in this process. Chair, please.
Chairperson, when we allocate, if there's farm workers, those are the first people that we affect. When we allocate.
Thank you very much. Can we have the in front of us was of the legal to report, which was stipulated to members. In the legal to report, the tribunal leaders to my recommendation. The legal to report is what we have done from the first day we were part of this committee until today. So the activities of the committee in the first term. And the recommend and hand over to you. The report has been circulated to members. Yes. What is important is the recommendation. I hope members have gone through the report, then they will make the inputs and comments, if there are any, for us to be, for the officials to be able to amend or make some corrections before the report is final.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair. So we, these reports were circulated last year, so we hope that members have a chance to look at them. Yes. But we recirculated again. So our approach in the recommendation was not to go case by case. If we were to go case by case, there would be a lot, but was to look at high level issues that we know we observed over the last 5 years. The first one was the committee recommends that Parliament must coordinate efforts for various committees with overlapping mandates in order to provide a comprehensive parliamentary oversight on the activities of government departments, as well as dealing with various cross-cutting issues of interest to the committee. The committee should consider creating enough space in its program for oversight activities, of oversight business. Such business should encompass a mix of both far and remote areas of South Africa and those areas next to urban centers in order to enable the committee to determine if indeed the CRTP is reaching the very rural, poor and disadvantaged sectors of our society. Oversight visits should be followed by follow-up activities to ensure that the findings of the committee are dealt with by the department or entity. Such follow-up activities may include return visits to same sites to ascertain progress made by government. The committee should consider designing a mechanism to track progress in response to each question arising from meetings, implementation of committee resolutions from reports tabled in the House. The committee should further consider an agreement with the department entities about time frames for submission of reports in order to avoid late submission, which affects the committee's ability to critically and effectively engage in the subject matter under discussion. The committee should focus its oversight on governance systems, structures of the department to ensure that the department achieves a clean audit report from the Auditor General of South Africa. Greater attention should be given to the accountability of the Ingwenyama Trust, especially as it relates to disbursement of funds, land administration, and general governance issues. Thank you.
Some of the activities that we have done. Number one, the structuring of the department program. The oversight framework, the meetings that we attended, the stakeholders that we've engaged as part of the public participation process that contains in the Constitution. The public hearing, the legislation that was brought in front of the committee and the process, and also the oversight basis. So what Sheila was raising was just the issues that need to be considered by the district parliament. Then when I was looking at these recommendations, something came into my mind while we were talking about it. Follow-up activities and oversight. I think the follow-up activities are part of giving feedback, because that was also a challenge, that you go for oversight, people raise issues, then you disappear. You don't go back to give feedback, like after we met with you, we search with the department, we discuss the issue, then here is the program. Then secondly, what also was a challenge was the failure of the department to submit the legislation on time, on stipulated date, which compromised the parliamentary legislative process. I think also that one has been. But 11.4, there's something that we did, the manual. I think it must be strengthened. I must not, as if there was nothing in place. There was a manual checking system that must be strengthened to ensure that recommendations are not, yes, are not lost, and also they're not repetitive. And the department is taking the recommendations of the committee very. The resolutions of the House were recommended. Any other matters? Honourable Member, Chair.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, that's a point I forgot to mention. That we have the tracking document, which must be, all the outstanding issues must be attached to this for the next committee. What we are highlighting there is about recommendation, mostly about recommendation from our budget vote report, our budget review recommendation, which the observation is, although there were phases to engage, but perhaps we could have done more around, you know, getting the departments to come and really talk about the VRR, you know. Yes, but it's been happening. What happens is, as we get briefings around, say for instance, by the vote, we do ask them to say reflect on previous recommendations, but in areas that we think as a committee we can improve. But definitely we have to attach the specific cases that are obtained from our tracking documents.
They do monitor them for the practice. We are coming from certain funds, taken up. It means that there's no direct monitor. It means something I don't know. Whether I'm correct or I'm putting it in that the manager are doing, they're part of our.
Something new that I vote, actually contacting the report, it forms part of the highlight recommendation, but it does not, it's not part of the final recommendations at the end. And it is the first point with relation to the prioritization of policy review processes, also speaking to the high level panel in other magazines. It was not part of the page 28, which is the key recommendation. One wants to just quickly look at the recommendation. It's not there. So I'm not quite sure there's a specific reason why they were maybe just oversight. I think it's important to be edited down.
I know you have mentioned other issues, and that these are the issues outstanding from the committee table, issues that must be taken forward by the
government. The issues I'm just raising the assorted children's that I saw for that one. But let me just start with the OBGs, if I'm not sure. Just to keep it in mind that speaking, but somewhere under the conditions, we do need the incoming committee to ensure that the OBG is up and running with clear code, institutional arrangement. The definition of it, be it in the, you call it chapter 9 or whatever, but the institutional arrangement of the OBG must really be determined then too. I can't see the next parliament without, at the end of it, next committee, without a clear understanding of where the OBG and its role and so forth. And linked to the chair is the commission, the restitution commission, that's what the other one I was thinking. Perhaps before the next committee even assumes office, if they were at the end of their legacy, gonna have those sorted out institutionally, the roles and all, then I think they are almost close to a success story. Just those two.
Thank you. Any other
questions?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Where the department is initiating new programs on top of the other. Mm-hmm. One household piloting, you know, without any assessment, then at the end of the day, those programs are being discontinued. So they don't have any impact. They must focus on their mandate. The 50-50 is one case, one vote, one household, one car, one household. Yes. Thank you. you very much for the assistance what the teacher already did. Fellow members, can we just look at the adoption of the oversight to Malamala?
So in terms of publication, all the other stuff, the smart method, so we'll start from page 5, because that's sort of summary that we created. But what we did was to include a whole lot of background around why we went there and how we operate there and such the program. And then began by talking about what's the community of there in terms of settlement of the case. So this is the detail that I think the committee understands. We looked at settlement of the land claims and currency. We looked at the establishment and the functionality of the PPA. We looked at the collapse of PPA governance and poor support system. We looked at the application list as a source of conflict and tension within PPA. We looked at the lack of distribution or lack of distribution of benefits. We looked at the core that page 13 is co-management arrangement. This is the stuff that we were told by the department and all the stakeholders that came. We then sort of took some kind of some quotations from what people were saying just to remind all of us of the critical issues that people raised. And from page 18, we then said, with this in mind, what is it that is emerging? We now, for example, we have land claims commission that is operating outside this mandate in terms of green development and all that is the key findings that we observe. And then the ministers withdraw from the constitutional court, it is an instrument of the most expensive land claim since 1994, and that's the finding in Greece. We also observe that the commission relies a lot on few individuals as the face of the land claim, which could potentially result in lack of transparency and entrenching new power relations. So it's all about Dennis and Johan. We spoke to you, but where are other people? So we end up dealing with a few, and we're thinking that they are transmitting information to the general public, and that's not the thing. We also have a situation of what we call bundling of different land claims into a single large community, and this risk creating artificial community. And once government moves out, people go back to their local court, the different claims that were lost. With regard to payment verification and PPA membership, so PPA relies on verification list done by the commission. Now, evidence that we got from the interim committee is that they were disputing the list, saying, well, these lists were imposed on us, but at the same time they signed. So, when something is being imposed, but you sign. So, there's issues that really this committee could not get to the bottom of them. Lack of transparency during payment verification might also, this is an observation, might have a negative effect, not affect, on the negatively affect functionality of the CPA. So in terms of governance, we're having a situation where there is a problem in terms of enforcement of constitution, particularly the election of office bearers and general functions. There's maladministration by the executive, relating that to lack of capacity within the department to monitor the CTA. And we ended up having an interim committee led them to do the presentation, but it ended up running the whole thing. This interface, the linkages between Malamala Game Reserve, Monzo, and community, the equity trust, something that has to be looked at closely. And the region could not get the finances around it. I don't think there's anyone who can stand confidently and say we understand what they're saying with us. So something that we could not go through. Around the business of the Mwanza Maris CTA, business on the Mwanza Maris CTA land, we summarized the issues that we say, what they informed us around the ownership, who owns what. Can I just correct on page 22? It's not 50-50 basis. It's 70 basis. Yeah. And we have an equal correlation. We spoke about the rest. So having had that, we then summarize the recommendations as follows. And we need this as well, which we appreciate committee input. Firstly, the minister must request the president to institute a forensic investigation on the settlement of Malamala case, including verification of members in the affairs of the Malamala CTA. So what, maybe it shouldn't, but okay, that we arrived at that because we think that the committee did not have adequate capacity to conduct investigation of such magnitude and complexity. And the terms of reference may include just and inevitableness of the final cost of settlement, especially in the light of the decision of the minister to withdraw from the constitutional court, the authenticity of the 950 membership as opposed to 250 that the intended committee budget is the authentic number of beneficiaries. We're raising that because the allegations that the department inflated the numbers. Could there be that there is a connection between an increase of the number of beneficiaries and the justification of the cost of settlement of the campaign? The flow of funds from Malamala, Game Reserve to Monzo and the CTA, and further flow from CTA to Barea. We're talking about this statement here, whether money went to do CTA members' account or any other form of this terms of reference may include analysis of financial reports of the CTA account, Monzo and Zero, in order to track all the expenditure and service. The extent to which the interim committee follows the CTA constitution in relation to decision making around various transactions and use of CTA reports. Access section 86, I hope I'm right with that, that's trust account, they call it section 86 trust account in the Athenian check funds of the CTA. Where funds have been transferred to other accounts of the CTA or any other account. I think we have clarified what we mean there. It's about where the funds were transferred to. Don't have to be the shoulder. All assets of the CTA must be in line with the CTA Act and the CTA Constitution. Against this document, assess the legality of transaction, financial or otherwise, of the interim committee. Second, the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights should reconsider the measure of different land claims as a means to speed up settlement of overlapping land claims. Often the settlement is unsustainable because of different groups, because different groups may find it difficult to operate under CJ or any other criminal ship entity legally. We recommend adequate research should be done in order to ascertain land rights laws, interrogate the notions of communities, which often suggest homogeneous groups, whereas in practice there are differences and subsets which do not cohere. Commission should, at the final attempt to the resolution of the problem or challenge, facilitate conflict resolution between Mavoraka and the Mwanza Maris group, ensure that there is equitable distribution of dividends to members of Mavoraka group who did not receive their share. In the event that an agreement is not reached, the commission should consider approaching relevant courts to unbundle the settlement. The process should be managed in a manner that does not put the business in danger. The process may entail putting CTA and administration for the duration of the process to allow the commission to find most appropriate settlement. The commission should, without delay, research and settle the remaining questions of land that will play my geographical group. Further, adequate resources should be made available to assist the group to assist the group with proper verification, set up of legal entity and capacity building of members of the legal entity.
I accept the recommendations very much so, specifically the ones as you mentioned now 6.3, and also the recommendation regarding beneficiary interests, individual interests as opposed to community interests. It's very important that we address that. So I agree with the recommendations and I'm with the director. Thanks.
The bold one. I agree with the spirit of it, so I should be the proposal. But I don't know the procedural aspects at what, because you might certify to think we're going for the maximum limit. If President Biden says, look, I deal with issues at a certain level and I'm concerned about it. And then only to find out in President has administered of the legal power. So I wanted to suggest that the minister must remember it might be you, Chair Minister, that we don't know, right? So you never know, Chair. Yeah, so the minister must investigate blah 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 blah. I agree with that formulation. But just at the first point of investigation is probably the minister herself or himself. We might add a rider there that if need be minister might escalate. So that procedurally we open in that space. Minister might say, hey, this is too much and it seems like to be investigating previous colleagues, I'd rather refer and then escalate in an appropriate manner. So it's the formulation, I think the principle is carried here. I wouldn't say before I adopt here, let's first get that formulation. The principle is to refer it to the ministerial investigation, which would open up space for escalation to the president and the various organs, who can then, if the minister so feels, The other one, Chair, when we were there, there was a strong, from some of us, which I think all of us, inclination to aspire to having this model of the people owning the seven-star facility and whatever. So there's a need for, if it was the local government, I would say 154 support. So there's a need for some strong support to sustain that. Otherwise, the billion would have been a big way. But if we sustain it somewhere in the foundation to make sure that in the new term in the office, they deliver its efforts to be the post-settlement support as it's called in this field. That would be that under clear recommendations. Is there, children? Excuse me, it's not there, it's just them. Then ensure adequate post-settlement support to and for the
children.
That concept of the people there owning this facility that is world class. Then for government to deliver its support, that does not negate investigations and, you know, but as another part of the, you know, when in the military, those of us who grew up in that area, you take out the weed that you put in fertilizer. So you do that cash for the contention.
Any other additions?
Chair, I'll move, but I'll move again to the adoption. Follows the same approach of stating the background, why we went there, what was the focus, and who we spoke to, and then summarize the input from stakeholders, the High Commissioner, Mr. Minister, Mr. Prakash Raya from the Department of Justice, the same committee on Indigenous Affairs of Parliament. Any institutes, the WST Global, the Crown Indigenous Relations and Northern Affairs Canada is a government department. And the first, that presentation by the First Nation, their representative, and the Canadian Agricultural Partnership. Oh yes, we have the Assembly of the First Nation as well that gave their input around the process. And so in terms of summarizing key observations or lessons, we spoke about the legislative framework and the implementation. I think the key issue that came is that we cannot, Canada and South Africa, you know, we may have similarities, but we also have differences. But it seems like at the moment, we are sort of in a similar space. We are reviewing our policies, we are reviewing our constitution. They are also not reviewing the constitution, but they are looking at the policy guidelines around how they support First Nations and the indigenous groups in terms of their process of reconciliation. We have a lot from the Department of Justice. So we made some remarks around that. We made remarks around development support, the core views of cooperatives and how they support it, the funding models that the youth and funding of the youth organization, the institutional support, and one key thing was that they're thinking of sort of not using courts for all the problems that they have. Think about the tribunal, which are still independent because court processes are demanding and expensive. We also made a reflection on the oversight by Parliament being engaged with the standing committee. We therefore suggested the following recommendations. Number one, that the National Assembly should consider ensuring the various legislative reviews, starting from the report of the high-level panel, the constitutional review, an amendment of Section 25, is linked to clear policy review that could result in development of revised comprehensive land policy. So having seen what is happening there, and we realize that in our country, in this portfolio, we've had reviews, but we did not manage to come up with a comprehensive land policy. So we think that we can use at this stage in time, there's a whole lot of discussions around the policy. So we can really push and motivate that all this must result in a comprehensive land policy that will give guidance. The second one is the Minister of Rural Development and Land should coordinate
make the government ministers and departments, especially water and fragmentation, agriculture, forestry and fisheries, and small business and donors, to develop a whole government comprehensive strategy for settlement support to land reform beneficiaries and other projects. And I think the blended model is moving towards that direction, although, you know, we all agree it's got limitations and weaknesses. Recommendation 3, the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform should consider prioritizing and addressing land needs of Khoi and San, the descendants of Khoi and San, in terms of redistribution for programs. This approach implies that there has to be a program to interact and identify land needs of the people through an area-based approach so that their needs and aspirations are met. Recommendation 4, the Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform should, in line with Section 25 of the Constitution, develop a comprehensive land tenure policy to secure land rights, access and control of land-based resources of people living in the formula, in the former homeland or reserve. And I think we were really influenced by what we have government is doing for those reserves. We're not there, we're not queen there. Minister of Rural Development Recommendation 4. The Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform, together with the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, should consider building capacity in the land court as a matter of urgency in order to address some of the emerging legal disputes in the land sector. However, not all disputes should end up in court. Therefore, the Minister must develop an alternative dispute resolution mechanism outside the formal court processes in order to improve accessibility and the idea of tribunal. I think it's the one leading us to think around this. Recommendation 5, Minister of Rural Development and Land Reform should, without delay, restore the independence of the Commission. The committee can guide us whether it's independent or autonomy of the Commission on Restitution of Land Rights. As an invitation in the Restitution of Land Rights Act, the independence of the Commission is of great importance to the process because all land claims are lodged against the state. The recommendation number 5, the oversight strategy of the Committee of Parliament should find mechanisms for formally creating space to address queries submitted to the committee and member issues from the constituency work. But we were trying to link. You will remember, members, when we were at that meeting in Parliament, some members of Parliament in Canada were saying that there are no land issues, but there are others who were saying, well, we came from there and said, no, but in our constituency, and I think it's because of their system where this constituency based, so in certain areas people think land is not a critical issue, but in others, they say the constituency is a big issue. So we thought, okay, what it means, and this committee has started it, of integrating constituency work issues in a problem. And I think it's a good approach that we should plan and encourage. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Another member? Here the recommendation. Any other comments?
Page 22, recommendation 4, the land tenure policy. I read through that chapter thinking of the ESTA amendment, which we, I understand from science, I sent that to the president. So, that being the case, probably the need also to add in this. I'll take away nothing, but to add in line with the or probably it's an issue that's not talking to reserves and whatnot. I would add the regulation that would flow from the ESTA as amended. So the policy, but the space is slightly different. ESTA is more on the farms, and these ones are more on communal. So maybe it could be a separate point, I don't know. The one that sits to the, or it could simply be a standard there.
Yeah.
And under that same recommendation, that recommendation 4 has two legs, the
communal areas and the bacteria security and regulation following EFTA is my point, Chair Ntana. Thank you. The rest? Okay, so far so good.
Any other comments, additions? If there's none, can I then take a move for adoption of the report? Was that just kind of better?
Please, Chairperson, five, I can see. Let's move this report. With the amendment.
Thank you very much, Honorable. I'm going to have move for this. A second, let's move on. Honorable members, can you then look at the minutes of the 27th of February? Any one of the minutes? Thank you very much. Minutes of the 27th of February 2019 were adopted. Let's consider the minutes of the 6th of March. And the blended workshop. The joint meeting that we have. Page 1. Thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Members, you are aware that this is our last meeting in this week's Parliament. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Honorable Members for your support. It was really good to work with you. You made my work very much easier as the Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. There's a lot that I've learned from you. And also, you were serious about making sure that you represent your constituency in this committee. Most of the oversight that we've done is based on the constituency challenges. Although we are aware that there are lots of challenges, we are unable to address them all, but we hope that the next parliament will also consider, as recommended in one of our reports, that they need to consider the issue of addressing the issues from constituency in their meeting. So I would like also to thank the support staff. Thank you very much for your support. The support that you've been given to the committee from our first day until today. We hope that you're going to do the same in the sixth parliament. What you have learned from us, continue with it. You must not say that now they are born, then you start back. I think also as you are going through various constituencies, and also which Honorable Robertson well, but really nice to work with you. Thank you very much, and also it was nice to work with all the Honorable members. We were here representing our constituency. We were working together as a committee, not as different political parties. We tried to entertain whatever matter that has been brought to this committee by whosoever, irrespective of the political affiliation, and it assisted us a lot. So thank you very much, Honorable Member. Keep well. God bless you. Take care. Honorable Madaka.
Thank you, Chairperson. My apologies to you and the members of this committee. Chairperson, I want to see if I cannot thank you because you are thanking us and nobody thanks you. our officers, our they respect us, even now. I can't say they respect us. They are still respecting us. If something is wrong, it's corrected. You, Chairperson, what I observed as Magaza on behalf of me is, Chairperson, what I learned from you have a quite diplomacy. You keep it up. I can't remember any day you were. There was chaos in the meeting because of your person. Because in other committees, you can see that it's the chairperson who is divisive in the committee. I must thank you for that. And lastly, another issue that I mustn't forget to mention here is for you to always keep in your records. And that is what I learned from you. Everything that is said in this room, you know whenever you are speaking. Because the next day or the next meeting, you will remember who said what. Keep it up, lady. Whether you come back as a minister, deputy minister, whatever, please. Don't lose that tag status of yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, and I know we're talking about non-party affiliation, but I mean from a Democratic Alliance and from a personal point of view. It's really seldom that you work with people that you trust wholeheartedly. It's very seldom you get people from different backgrounds asserting themselves in a certain direction. And it's very, very seldom that you actually bear results. And I just want to thank this committee. Honorable Nguni, Honorable Chabalenga Sacha, Honorable Madela, Mama Bata, Katie, yourselves and the staff. It was an absolute pleasure working with you. I can remember coming in here on the first, the second, and the third day completely bewildered by some of the people that I've met and some of the people that I felt I should have my back up against the wall for, because we're in opposition parties with one another, etc. But through time, through the time of working with you, it was very clear that there was no need for that. There was no need for any decisive action, you know. It was all about working together and obtaining certain goals. And I'll never ever forget this experience, and I'll never ever forget you. For chairing, I've been in lots of committees before. I cannot remember once where you were unfair or you didn't practice your authority correctly. And I think we all respect you for that. So thank you very much, Chair, and thank you very much to the staff for everything that you've done. Thanks.
Thank you very much. I wish to join my colleagues and especially thank you for your leadership, Chair. I must confess, I entered this particular committee with very, very little knowledge. I asked myself, why did literally I was appointed there? Because when I was asked to put up my preference, rural development land reform wasn't one of them. But I must say, looking back, I don't regret it at all. I enjoyed it. I learned quite a lot in this particular committee. Your leadership was excellent, Chair, throughout. Even outside of meetings, you know, would raise a matter with you and certainly that matter with the process. And I'm extremely grateful to you. I appreciate the leadership of my work, Congressman Cooney. You have also been there, a very dependent leader in our study group. I think that also helped me a great deal. Indeed, the camaraderie developing this committee is unequal. I must confess in my previous experience, even where I am in another portfolio committee, agriculture, forestry and fisheries, it doesn't compare. Because maybe I'm a bit biased, but that is my experience. I feel like I'm part of a family. Comrade Chops not here. I'm a bachelor. Kate, I often had to present myself, referring to Kenya's comrade Ken, but we in many respects are comrades, you know. We are in the same struggle. We want to improve the quality of life of our people. We want to see justice being done, redress taking place, etc. It indeed has been an honor for me to serve under your leadership in this portfolio committee. If I come back, if I'm asked where you want to be, I'm going to ask him, where is Comrade Obanya? So I will follow you, but hopefully you will be rewarded as Comrade PJ. You know, PJ is very close to the power that be in the So, but thank you very much, Chair, and thank you to our staff. I must try to be very objective, but she has been a star, Chair, throughout all communication, very professional, Chair. I appreciate that very much. And of course, the doc, exceptional advice and guidance, and someone to actually mention is younger than me, but indeed, I aspire to be in many instances like him. And of course, Jamie, that's not here. I also wish to express gratitude to her for the point that she always makes available to us, guide us in the right direction, right frame of mind, a change person. Yeah. Thank you very much. It has been a pleasure in serving in this portfolio committee.
I'm Chair Honorable Kate. Not very comfortable not seeing her father here, so don't worry, Chair, she has not raised her hand. Sure, it's a difficult yesterday when I was asked to nominate you for the position of Chair. I had not met you. I didn't know which of these persons is the Mayor Phumzile Wanyamabila. I did know that Phumzile is my own name too. I did know that my nickname is Football Circles. I do a lot of football in Wanyamabila. That's my nickname. If we ever went anywhere near this, I think important to us, no one came from my other constituents of sports. You were going to be surprised, Chair. There was this, and I do know that most people don't understand the role of the whip, although it's in the rule book. It's there, the role of the whip. The whips are official structures of the institution, but I do know that most people are very confused about it. I am not. So it's a very tricky one. It can set up a chair against the whip in 1 second, you know. But thank you very much, Chair, for being yourself. Mamu Magaga. sums it all up. And I've heard in this institution of history of the tension, even unhealthy tensions between the two positions, really, not even persons. But Chair, you were such a wonderful person, and thank you for having allowed us and myself as a whip to play my role as a whip. And I have reported, as you know, Chair, to many meetings of our organization how we work so complementarily. You gave me my space. I know I'm somewhat a strong character, and you simply had a way of allowing me to throw that strength into the deep end, and we come up with one solution. And thank you for that, Chair. In one meeting, I did suggest to all other chairs and which that they must just work and do their work. And I made fun of you, Chair. Said, my chair is some woman from some area of Mpumalanga I've never heard, and everyone laughed. And then you were laughing at it yourself, Chair. And I come from some windows of the Eastern Cape, also from a Transcar. Chair, I have made a point before, and you never took offense that I've chaired three committees before. But I've always made the point that it was a provincial, which is one out of nine provinces, can't be. So if you understood it in that spirit, that it's all about us all bringing our experiences to the fore and all that. And thank you, Chair. Mama Kata has said a lot about you. But to all of us, Honorable Kenny, Honorable Mbabama, Honorable Thomas Walters, Honorable Ndomane, Honorable Sildane, Ndomane, Honorable Robertson is there, Honorable Mshongo, kindly convey, and I'm deliberately citing all these members on record, Honorable Komisa, Matthias, Honorable Mzalawam, also from the PAC, Mbinda, of the PAC. It was just a marvelous team, Chair, to work with. Yes, Chair, we dealt with the legal report. We've done so much. We've done so much. The landscape will never be the same again. Oral Madela says, Chair, towards closing, says that when he was deployed to this, he wondered. I'm also a governance person, local government person, governance, public admin, and education and sport. I never thought, and then she put Stone Cesar and knew me very, very well. So I wonder, what's this all about? How am I just thrown into land reform? What is the thing about land? You just leave a piece of land and you continue to do whatever you want to do. So I was never so wise that land is so broad. And Chair, I don't think any one of us, when we were tasked to fill into this committee, any one of us thought that land is going to be a central thing before the end of our term. We saw the February 28th resolution. We were part of that debate, I think both you and me, Chair, and then earlier one where we differed with the other party, and the latter one where we ultimately conceded the CRC, and me and you, Chair, are going into a talk committee meeting now in about 19 minutes. Again, it's a ad hoc committee of the whole institution to do the constitution drafting. It's been a pleasure, Chair, also in the absence, the various two ministers we've had and the DMs. Yes, there have been changes which we have critiqued on the administration of the department, the HOD from Du Shabane to Leona to now the current acting DG and all the administration people. I do not think that Chair, when we were doing our work, they took personal. I think they understood us to be doing our work, and they got comfort and guidance from that, and thank you. So, colleagues, thanks. It was marvelous. Certainly, I'm not in the sixth parliament, and good and bad, be it that as it may, I was never born to be an MP, and I'm not excited about being an MP. I define myself as a revolutionary or an aspirant revolutionary. No, am I in anybody's position, chief. Don't think that, hey, now I'm going to apply for my position or anyone in the department. it's fine, but the revolution continues. It's not about positions and offices we actually occupy. If I believe Gweli Zayo, okay, Mama Kanda, I was then going to say something with me, Gweli Zayo, but like those love of said, for me, it's all about this. Any Zayo would be such a bonus. It says, Kelly, that's an agar kabo, kom yana wom, Mama Kanda. Kutok lanja, abu, wakini, sobo pela, mamu. Tell you, went through bereavement, quite a series of them. I know the last few are over the past week, but you remain strong, was wished to encourage you. But I also went through bereavement, the eldest in the family, and yes, I did influence with Mama Maka because she knows the family very well. She doesn't even need direction where to go, you know. So she did very, very well in terms of my colleagues to really. She knows the elder, she knows the person who has passed on. So that was that. But your messages of support during my bereavement were very, very great. All of you, yourself, Che, and the team, and the colleagues. And thank you. May we continue to be who we are. All of you, including our beloved support staff, I propose not to mention them one by one, because I can still take double the time I've taken. But our support committee, support staff of the committee, thank you for making our work to be what it is. I used to note in my previous life that the point I would make even as a chair would never find their way into the records and so forth, and it was a difficult one in my previous life. So thank you. In the current one, I would see that points we make are taken care of. And thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much, support staff. Thank you very much, colleagues. I think we can be proud of all our work. Thank you.
Thank you very much, honorable members. Honorable members, I've got two announcements. The first one is an invite from the DP, Nabuza. The rain is Beribusa High School Sports Ground, which is a village next to Sports School, President Mbani. Maybe if Mama Gada or Rabbi Nikolana is taking them, they can drive it in ahead on the 16th, Saturday, this coming Saturday. Then next one, I will hand over to Honorable Mandela for the presidential level from program. The president again will be at Ebenezer Sports Club. On the 23rd of March. Those are the announcements that I'm having. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting is over. Thank you.